بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 1st of August in the year 2019 but more importantly alhamdulillah it's the first night of the glorious month of Zulhijjah so the greatest days and nights of on earth have begun by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not only that alhamdulillah it's also a Friday so Allah the Almighty and Glorious has given us everything in one night so if anything could be called a super Friday today is definitely a super Friday so I'm going to mention a few things about the blessed days of Zulhijjah I'm not going to go into it any great length because you've heard the reports but just to give you a quick few bullet points So first of all, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He loves the Hajj so much that He's named one of His surahs after this pillar. There is no name for any of the other pillars. You don't get a surah in the Quran called Surah Salat. You don't get a surah in the Quran called Surah Ramadan. But you have a surah called Surah Hajj. So that's a secret. So Allah the Almighty and Glorious, first of all, He's named a surah after this glorious pillar, unlike the other pillars. The second secret is, in Surah Hajj, Allah the Almighty and Glorious has honored it by putting two prostrations within it. It's the only surah of the Quran that has two prostrations within it. Not only is this month so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's also named a surah after one of the days of Zulhijjah, Surah Fajr. So Surah Fajr is Surah 89. What has that word got to do with Hajj? Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He says, He swears three oaths. Surah 89 verse 1 to 3. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر By the fajr, by the 10 nights, by the even and the odd. So in these three verses, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He swears by fajr. He swears by the 10 nights. He swears by the even and the odd. So what's being referred to? Fajr is talking about the day of Eid. The 10th of Zulhijjah. So when Allah the Almighty and Glorious swears a qasam, wal fajr, He's swearing a qasam on the day of Eid, the 10th of Zulhijjah. In the second verse, wal layal in ashr, when He swears by the 10 nights, He's swearing by the 10 nights of Zulhijjah, the first 10 nights. Who said that? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said, In Hakim in his Mustadrak, number 3927, Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman, number 3747, the 10 nights that Allah the Almighty has taken oath upon are the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So let's look at this. He swore by the day of Fajr. That's the 10th. He then swears by the 10 nights. That's the first, second, third, 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Then he swears by washaf'i wal-watr, by the even and the odd. The even is, again, the 10th of Zulhijjah. And the odd is the day of Arafat, the 9th. So now let's put it very simply. What is Allah the Almighty and Glorious swearing by in the three verses? In all of the verses, He swears by the day of Eid. Every one of those verses, He's talking about the day of Eid. Wal Fajr, the day of Eid. The 10 nights, one of the 10 nights is the day of Eid. The even is the day of Eid. So in every oath, He's swearing on the 10th. In two of the verses, verse 2 and 3, He's swearing by Arafat. Why? 10 nights, one of the nights is Arafat. And the odd is Arafat. So the 10th, He's sworn the day of Eid, He swore three times an oath. The day of Arafat, He swore twice. And He's sworn only once with all the 10 days. And that of course is verse 2. وَلِيَالٍ أَشْرٍ So just from the Quran itself, Allah Ta'ala is setting the stage for you. He is saying that the greatest day in my sight is the day of Eid, because he sworn three times by it, the day of Eid al-Adha. The second greatest day in his sight, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Arafat, because he's sworn twice by it. And he swore all the 10 days once. Now why is the 10th so beloved to him? Because what amazing incident took place on the 10th of Zulhijjah in our history? Qurbani. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was going to sacrifice his son. Allah Ta'ala loved that too much. And he is making sure that you never forget it. Think about that. Every year, Qurbani, brother, it's time for Qurbani. Qurbani, you might forget why you're doing it, but it's to remember that awesome sacrifice. So, note, if there was no hadith, just those three verses, you'd think, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala has sworn three times on the day of Eid, twice on the day of Arafat, and once on the 10 days of Zulhijj. But in another verse, Allah Ta'ala also swears by these 10 days. Which other verse? In Surah Al-Hajj, Surah 22, verse 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. And remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the well-known days. And remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the well-known days. Allah ta'ala says this in the Quran, he commands this. What are the well-known days? In Sahih Bukhari, Bayhaqi in Shu'ab al-Iman, number 1383, Abdullah ibn Abbas explained this verse, radiyallahu anhuma. The well-known days, ayyamim ma'lumat, are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. Four verses. Three, Surah Fajr. The fourth in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah 22, verse 28. Now, if Allah Ta'ala is mentioning or swearing an oath and telling us to remember Him in these days, how sad it is that people are unaware of these days. If somebody says to you, the biggest saint on earth has swore a qasam on something, are you interested? Well, he swore a qasam on. He goes, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, for instance, rahmatullah, he swore a qasam. So what's your next question going to be? If that big saint has sworn a qasam, I want to know what that qasam is on, because it must be something very important. So with all respect to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, what is he compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala goes, I swear a qasam. I swear another qasam. I swear another qasam. Then he says, remember me in ayyamin ma'lumat. What's happened to the Muslims? Think about that, right? Just from the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is setting the stage. So obviously, the hadith are going to explain the Quran. So let's mention a few things. So what are we encouraged to do on these 10 days, which have started today? In Imam Ahmad's Musnad Tabarani Tahawi, Shaykh Albani Rahmatullah Alayhi states, Hassan in Idwa ul-Ghalil, number 890, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are no days that are greater before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on which good deeds are more beloved to him than the 10 days of Zulhijjah. Thus, in abundance, say, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. So two things the Prophet mentioned, authentic hadith in Ahmad. Whatever good deed you do, this is the best time to do it. Allah Ta'ala loves it too much in these 10 days. So if you offer nafil any time, mashallah, fantastic. You do it in these days, computer fail again. That's what the Prophet is telling you. Allah Ta'ala loves it too much that if you do anything in these days. But then look how merciful the Prophet is. He told you what to do. So if you left your day, you think, okay, I'll do sadaqah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abundantly, in these days, we call it the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. There's a secret here. What's the secret? What do we know about this? The third kalima, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once shook a branch. And he said to Salman al-Farsi, are you going to ask me why I'm shaking this branch? He goes, why ya Rasulullah? He goes, your sins get forgiven more quickly than these leaves fall off this branch when you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. So if you had a branch with like autumn leaves and you just did that, how quickly do the leaves fall? And there's nothing left, just a branch. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this blessed dhikr takes away your sins more quickly. That's on a normal day. What about in these 10 days? Allah the Almighty and Glorious swears and gives this zikr a name in the Quran in two places, in Surah Al-Kahf and Surah Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wal baqiyatu salihat, the everlasting deeds. Allah Ta'ala called them the everlasting deeds. Imagine, somebody goes to you, brother, that goes on forever. We know it's a figure of speech because a human being's told you that. If Rabbul Alameen says it goes on forever, meaning you can't register it. Wal baqiyat, he's called it the everlasting deeds. How precious are they? If I was to say to you, what is the reward of losing a child? What's the reward of losing a child when you have patience? Anybody know? Paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever loses somebody he loves, it doesn't have to be a child, somebody that you love and you show patience, paradise is yours. What is equal to that? So a person goes, losing a child, this got to be something. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Hakim sahih, Zahabi sahih. There are five things. How amazing they are. The Prophet said, five things. He goes, how amazing they are. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and losing a child and being patient. So now look how interesting. The Prophet put something in it so you understood what he's referring to. He put the child in it. Why? Because the person goes, are you telling me that you get jannat with it? I'm not telling you that. The Prophet told you. So what did the Prophet say? Do a lot of in these 10 days. Do you want paradise? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once came out, Tabarani sahih hadith. He goes, get your shields, get ready. So the Sahaba goes, Ya Rasulullah, is an enemy coming? He goes, no. He goes, why are you asking us to get our shields ready? He goes, the shield that will protect you from the front, from the right, from the left, from the back, and from above on the day of judgment is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet said, this impossible for you to get punished. If you understand this, what's the other secret? If the Prophet is telling you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increase in the third kalima, which salat should you be doing in these 10 days? Salat al-Tasbih. Why? Because you got 300. What day is it today? Friday. Right? You know, people sleeping. So what is one of the amazing atom bomb deeds you can do on this day? Salat al-Tasbih. Why? Because normally the Salaf would do it on Friday. In fact, the Prophet himself said, if you can't do it once a week on a Friday. He actually said that. What about the day of Zulhijjah? Atom bomb day. Super Friday. So this is the first thing. Increase in this formula. Look how easy you can be working. Just do it. Subhanallah, driving. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. A brother goes, can I add? Wala hawla wala quwwata. Do what you want, brother. So this is the first thing. Secondly, tahajjud. In Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Bayhaqi, and others, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, fasting one of the 10 days of Zulhijjah is like fasting a full year. And Qiyam at night equals the tahajjud of Laylatul Qadr. So now somebody queried here, he goes, isn't this a weak hadith, Brother Yusuf? So the response is, why do you want to know that for? And then he goes, I'm just queering it. The reason I ask, why do you want to know that for is, what a stupid question. Why? Because it's the greatest days on earth. Do you need text to tell you how beloved a deed is? We've got the text. There is no time you can do a deed that is more beloved to your Lord than in these 10 days. And you're asking whether the hadith is authentic. So if the deed is the most beloved, what will it multiply into? Laylatul Qadr, because that's the greatest thing we know. So logic says that you'll get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. But guess what? What does Allah Ta'ala say? I just mentioned the report. Ibn Abbas, Allah Ta'ala swears, وَاللَّيَالِ الْأَشْرِ. He swears by the 10 nights. Surah 89 verse 2. What's the 10 nights? He's talking about the nights. Why? Because there's something you're supposed to be doing at night. What do you do at night in these 10 days? Tahajjud. Allah Ta'ala swearing by it. As Ibn Abbas said, radiyallahu anhuma. So tahajjud, you get the reward of Laylatul Qadr. And fasting, you get the reward of a year. Now this is problematic. Why? Because only a year. Because you should get more than that. So maybe the hadith is weak because you're not getting enough rewards. Right? People normally think, oh brother, it's probably weak because the reward is too good to be true. Here you say, it's all the way around, brother. Maybe that's why the hadith is weak. So now, do you need to do tahajjud? No. Do you need to offer the fast? No. Do you need to do the kalima? No. But you must be an absolute fruitcake if you don't do it. Are you waiting for normal time? Imagine, Eid finishes, I think I'll do tahajjud. You think, brother, I'm not being funny, but, you know, mashallah, but what happened in the 10 days? Oh, be busy getting Eid shopping, right? Mashallah, right? Another person goes, I think I'll get a few fasts. Brother, I'm not being funny, but what happened in the 10 days? Wouldn't it be more intelligent to do the 10 days, go full out, flat out in the 10 days, and then calm down in the other days, even though you should be doing it in the other days? And yeah, people are bewildered. Look how strange that is. So tahajjud, third kalima, and fasting. So now, which day did Allah Ta'ala swear by twice? Arafat. Meaning there's got to be something special about Arafat. Yes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawud and Ahmad, صوم يوم عرفة يقفر السنة الماضية والباقية. Fasting the day of Arafat takes away the sins of the previous year and the coming year. 2 years is doubled. So look how interesting. The Quran, Allah Ta'ala swears twice by Arafat. The hadith, why is it doubled? Because it's more rewarding. How much rewarding is it? In Tabarani, our beloved mother Aisha radiallahu anha relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fast on the day of Arafat equals 1,000 fasts. Almost three years. That's the day before Eid, using our vocabulary, right? Now, this is the sadness. Alhamdulillah, people wake up. Good brother, don't forget to fast. The day before Eid, you hear people saying that. But the sadness is, if you woke up now, 8 days have passed of Zulhijjah. But you can't say that to them. Why? Because it's not obviously fard. But you just get so upset. What about the first 8 days, brother? Right? But alhamdulillah, you've done one. And guess what? People don't even keep that one fast. Oh, brother, what it is, I'm not used to fasting. Well, for God's sake, keep the one. The day before Eid. You know, subhanAllah. So now, what else did the Prophet say? Now, these are things that are very hard to comprehend. But we'll mention it. In Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no day during which righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. So the Sahaba asked, not even jihad, Ya Rasulullah. Surely jihad overtakes it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except a man who goes out taking all his wealth, doesn't come back with anything. So there's only one person who can beat you outside of the 10 days. Who's that person? Imagine if I said this to you. Brother, I'm going to tell you, that brother, there's a brother that I know, subhanAllah, he went on jihad. Not only did he go on jihad, and he's stamped by all the scholars, right? Proper jihad, not Khawarij, right? Proper jihad. Not only has he gone on that jihad, he took every penny with him that he earned, halal. And he spent every penny in jihad, and he was martyred. The Prophet goes, he beat you. But if he went on jihad, spent all his wealth, came back, you beat him. So a person goes, doing what? The Prophet didn't even tell you. He goes, any deed. Look how priceless the deeds become. Somebody goes, are you telling me if I read, let's say, one page of the Quran, that's better than that man going on jihad with all his wealth? Yeah, that's what the Prophet said. Now what do you think of your deed? Next minute, the guy goes, I haven't got time to waste, brother. But there you go, you woke up. Which hadith is this? Sahih Bukhari. In another hadith, the Sahaba wanted to get this clear. In Bazar Ibn Hibban, number 1006, Sahih Abu Ya'la al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid Hasan, Jabir radiyallahu said, a man asked, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are they better than 10 days jihad? Now, why did they ask that question? Because they thought maybe it's only Arafat. But look how eloquent they were. They thought maybe it's only the last, maybe the day of Eid, only Eid. So that's why they go, is it better than 10 days, jihad, Ya Rasul? Meaning, is it every one of those days that this multiplication increases? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, better than 10 days of jihad, except for the one who covers his face with the earth. Meaning every single day, as I'm speaking to you now, that calculator is now working. Think about that. People, are they even awake to the fact that the days have started? Or are they thinking about the weekend? Astaghfirullah, imagine it. Time to party, brother. Party started. Now, in a hadith, memorize this.
In Darimi Behaki, Shaykh Al-Bani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Hassan in Sahih Al-Targhib, number 1148, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no deed is more sublime, more rewardable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a good deed during the 10 days ending with Eid al-Adha. Subhanallah, this is the key hadith. What did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? That you can never do a more beautiful deed. Think about that. If somebody goes to you, I've done a sincere deed. It's very hard to do because you're hiding it from people. But you cannot do a more beautiful deed. This is what the Prophet first said. And more rewarding. So imagine if I said to you, what reward did you get on Laylatul Qadr, brother? He goes, more, brother. Better than 1,000 months. He does that with his finger. Better than 1,000 months, brother. And you go, guess what, brother? I've got more than you. Then he goes, hey, what are you talking about? I was in sujood in Laylatul Qadr. It's the 10 days, brother. Party time. You got party papa, dawa, right? He doesn't know what you're talking about. The Prophet said, more rewarding. He didn't say Laylatul Qadr. More rewarding, more beautiful in the sight of Allah than in these 10 days. Also, how many times does it multiply? There's reports, one report says 1,000 times. These multiply 1,000. But in Arafat, it multiplies 10,000 times. So let me put this simply. The first 8 days, deeds multiply more than 1,000. We don't know how much more. On Arafat, it's more than 10,000. Where's the proof? In Bayhaqi, Asbahani, Tarheeb, and all over the place. Anas radiallahu anhu, he relates, in the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was generally thought that each of these days was equal to 1,000 days. Stop. What did the Sahaba say? The days are equal to 1,000. How much is he multiplying them? 1,000. Whilst the day of Arafat was like 10,000 days in excellence. Question. Hang on a minute. He didn't mention Eid. This is the biggest howler. What do you do on Eid, brother? And a person goes, I have rice pudding and I go to Blackpool. I go, no, mashallah. I didn't mean that, brother. I mean, what do you do in worship? And some people even say this, brother, it's time to relax. And then the way they're talking, like they've been worshipping for nine days. They've been doing, no. And he goes, but we've been relaxing all 10 days, brother. Not what you're talking about. But anyway, what do you mean relax? It's Eid, brother. Chuti. So now this is, you must have heard this. Brother, it's haram to work on Eid. You heard that? I've heard it. Brother, put Quran away. Shaitan recites Quran on Eid. Have you heard that as well? Now, what's interesting about this? That is Shaitan putting his effort in to stop you from worshipping on Eid. Why? Because if you get 1,000 times the reward in the first 8 days, 10,000 on the ninth, what's on the tenth? So if you use, you know, logic, it's going to be 1,000,000 on the day of Eid. If everything is multiplying 1,000,000 on the day of Eid, and you're just having rice pudding and Blackpool rock, something's gone wrong with it. Allah Ta'ala swears 3 times on the 10th. So think about that. Yeah, of course, enjoy yourself. You go on to visit your family, you know, wherever. Alhamdulillah, no problem. But you're supposed to be still in that drive. But I tell you straight, people are not in that. They miss Fajr. Astaghfirullah. Imagine somebody goes to you, brother, what happened on the greatest day on earth? I miss Fajr. Oh my God, brother. Right? You miss Fajr. Forget about asking about anything else. The Fajr that Allah Ta'ala swears by. Wal Fajr. You miss that Fajr. He goes, now you put it that way, you made me feel really upset. Right? Well, there you go, there, brother. The one Fajr that Allah Ta'ala swears by, you miss that. And yet Eid. They're in alleyways, on top of a roof. Brother, he goes, brother, I didn't see you at Eid. And he goes, I didn't see you at Fajr. Why are you so concerned about Eid for? 4 people in Fajr, whole parks full for Eid. Wouldn't it be better that the whole masjid's packed for Fajr and then Eid? Oh, it don't matter, brother, it's wajib in it. It's alright, but may Allah forgive us, but I prayed Fajr. That's the main thing. And yet, not even concerned. And what makes it so sad? The greatest day on earth is being disrespected. The greatest day on earth and the greatest prayer that Allah Ta'ala swears by. Think about that. So now, what did the Tabi'een do? This made me laugh. This is the standard. In Bayhaqi, in Shu'ab al-Iman, number 3572, Darimi, number 1809, Tarheem, number 1807, Shaykh Al-Bani, Rahmatullah Alayhi, states Hassan in Irwa Ul-Ghadir, number 890, Mujahid, Rahmatullah Alayhi, said, once the 10 days started, Sa'id ibn Jubair, Rahmatullah Alayhi, would exert in worship so much that it was almost beyond his ability. Subhanallah. Once the 10 days started, Sa'id ibn Jubair would worship so much, it was almost beyond his ability. That's all he said. Didn't even describe it. He said, I'm telling you, he's not human. In those 10 days, I didn't see him sleep. In those 10 days, like you say, he's on it like a bunny. He's not bothered about people. Who's Sa'id ibn Jubair? The student of Ibn Abbas. So let me ask you a question. If the student of Ibn Abbas is on it like a bunny, what's Ibn Abbas doing on those 10 days? And what's Rasulullah doing on those 10 days? Meaning, you haven't got time to waste. Every second is precious in these days. And look how beautiful. Even when you're in your bed, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. You big smile from you if you think this is better than jihad. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ya Allah, what is going on here? You're giving me more reward than jihad and I'm having a cracking sleep. Right? And yeah, time just passes. Gupshup, innit? Let's do gupshup, right? 10 days. This is why the Prophet summed it up when he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Ibn Hibban Bazar Sahih, in Sahih al-Jami, number 1133, the best days in the world are the 10 days. The best days in the entire world are the 10 days. Think about that. And look how gracious Allah the Almighty and glorious has been to us this year. He started it on a Friday. As if we haven't got enough reward. He goes, I'll give you more now. It's Jummah as well. Imagine you do one durood. More than 1,000,000 duroods. How pleasing is that to the Prophet? Imagine that angel saying to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, send you more than 1,000,000 duroods. How is that possible? One breath. He's not wasting his breath. Right? Think about that. And any deed is better than jihad. Imagine. So now, let me give you the hadith. In Bayhaqi Abu al-Shaykh Tarheeb Fiqh al-Sunnah Matir al-Rabi fi Thawab al-Amal al-Salih, number 865, Imam Awza'i, he said, Rahmatullah alayh, it has reached me that a good deed on one of the 10 days is similar, put this in your memory, any good deed in these 10 days is similar to number one, fighting in the path of Allah, number one. Number two, fasting during the day. Number three, guarding during the night. Any good deed you do, fasting during the day, jihad during the day, and tahajjud during the night. Somebody added, a man from the tribe of Bani Makhzum related to me this from the Prophet. So the good deed that you do equals jihad, equals fasting, equals guarding, ribat, guarding the Islamic borders. This is the rewards that Allah Ta'ala graciously gives you. So now, just to add this before moving on, what is the greatest deed of all in these 10 days?
Qurbani.
Again, fruitcakes to go. Do I need to give qurbani? How many people ask me that question? Brother, I don't pay zakat. Do I get away with it? If you really think about what he's asking, you're thinking, he's asking, do I need to do the greatest deed of all in the sight of Allah? Or can I get away with it? Would a person say that? Brother, you actually just repeat what you just said. You don't want to do the greatest deed in the sight of Allah. There is no deed greater than it. How do we know that? In Ibn Majah, Hakim Sahih Tarheeb, Zayd ibn Arkam, he relates that the companions asked, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do we sacrifice animals? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the sunnah of Ibrahim, your father, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Also, he said, now this is the key. In Tirmidhi, Hassan Gharib ibn Majah, Hakim in his Mustadrak 4-221, Sahih Zahabi, Sahih Tarheeb, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا عَمِلَ آدَمِيًّا مِنْ عَمَلٍ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِحْرَاقِ الدَّمْ. Man does not do any deed on the day of sacrifice, the day of Eid, that is more beloved to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, than causing blood to flow. You should therefore carry this deed out wholeheartedly. The greatest day is the day of Eid. Guaranteed fruitcakes, will say Arafat. They always say every year, there's something wrong with them, right? It's the day of Eid. Arafat is the second greatest day. Right? The day of Eid is the greatest because that's Hajj. Secondly, what is the greatest deed on the greatest day? Qurbani. The Prophet said, and now you don't need to know the rewards. You know, a person goes, what's the reward for Qurbani, brother? Brother, what did the Prophet say? It's the greatest deed of the greatest day. You're asking about rewards. Okay, I'll mention a few. The Prophet said in Tabarani in his Kabir Al-Haythami and Majma Az-Zawaid 4-17, whoever sacrifices wholeheartedly and expects a reward for his sacrifice, he has placed a barrier between him and the hellfire. The fire of hell is now basically, forget it, it's not coming near you. You put a huge barrier between you and the hellfire. That's the first report. Secondly, in Tirmidhi, the Prophet said, for every hair of the sacrifice, you get a good deed. Question. Every hair multiplied by a million. Because of the day of Eid. So the person goes, well, I don't know, brother, work here. In another report, in Tabarani and Bazaar, the Prophet said, with the first drop of blood, all your previous sins are forgiven. Has a sheep, goat, camel got one drop of blood? So that first drop, imagine you just do that and that little drop hits the ground. Forget about the gallons that are going to follow. That first drop wipes it out. What about the gallons? That's additional blessings that Allah is going to give you. So simply put, you're protected from the fire. You get too many good deeds. And the first drop of blood, all your sins are forgiven. Fourthly, the Prophet said in Bazaar, Qurbani will help you cross the bridge of Sirat quickly. We all have to cross the bridge of Sirat. We need transport. Qurbani, I don't know how it works. It helps you. It goes, basically, you know, you've sacrificed, get over this bridge quick. So now, you should also try to attend the Qurbani if you can. The Prophet ﷺ told his daughter to do this. In Tabarani, Bazaar Ibn Hibban, to be there is an honor. You get more blessings if you can get there. Thirdly, the Prophet said, all the flesh, the blood of the Qurbani will be put onto your scales and multiplied 70 times. This is in Asbahani Tarheeb, so think about that. Imagine all the sacrifices you've done so far. Allah Ta'ala hasn't forgot. On the Day of Judgment, all of that is going to be put onto the scale of good deeds. It's going to be multiplied. Your scales are going to go berserk because of the way, and that's leaving aside all the other rewards that the Prophet promised you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When can you sacrifice? 3 days. In Ahmad ibn Hibban, Shaykh al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states, Hassan in As-Sahihah number 2476, our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the days of tashriq are for sacrifice. All the days of tashriq are for sacrifice. What are the days of tashriq? The 10th, the day of Eid, 11th, 12th, and 13th until Maghrib. So people panic. Once a brother came to me, before Eid prayer, because I've got my Qurbani. So I looked at him and I goes, you got your Qurbani? He goes, yeah, you did it. I goes, how did you get it before Eid? If you sacrifice before Eid, it's not Qurbani. I goes, which butcher did you go to? Right? You know, astaghfirullah. The Qurbani, the earliest you can receive it is after Eid. But even then, how did he do it? Because you have to slaughter after the Eid prayer. Has he got Ifrit with him? Right? Normally, you'll get it the same day late, maybe after Asr, Maghrib. But you can do it on the next day, you can do it on the next day, you can do it on the next day. Don't panic if you miss the day of Eid. But try to do it on the day of Eid. Why? Because that's the multiple million. The million multiples on the day of Eid. So that's why he said to the butcher, for God's sake, make sure it's done on the day of Eid. And they'll look at you probably, why are you so obsessed as long as you get it? No. Make sure the Qurban is done on the day of Eid. And if he asks you what, tell him. Say, I want a full reward. I don't want to get a minimum reward. I want the day of Eid when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was about a sacrifice. Alayhi salatu wasalam. The other things I want to mention very quickly. Takbirat. So for the first 8 days, you say third kalima. Go berserk on third kalima. But as soon as the 9th day starts, you change it. There's 3 different takbirat that you can do. You can choose. The easiest one is this. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. If you don't know that, you got problems. Right? So if you don't know any, say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. And believe you or not, a brother came to me because I forgot it. And he wasn't joking. Of course. How did you forget that? Because what's the last word? It was Kabira. And he goes, how do you remember that? Because Kabir's your cousin, right? I go, hey, I forgot. He goes, Allah Kabira, what's a Kabir, right? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. You say this for 5 days. The 9th, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, until Maghrib. So 8 days, the third kalima. First 8 days, the next 5, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, you say this. The second takbirat, which most people do, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillah alhamd. And there's another one. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillah alhamd. Allahu Akbar wa ajallu, Allahu Akbar, Allah ma ahdana. Whichever one you want to do, do. And it's wajib for the Hanafis after the Fard prayer. For the women, they say it quietly. For the men, they have to say it. So sometimes the blessing of it loud is you forget. So if you're in congregation, suddenly everybody, oh yes, you remember to do it. But if you're praying at home, you forget. You have to say it once after the Fard prayer for the 5 days. The other thing is, takbirat, and well, it's too late. You don't cut your nails and hair if you're doing qurbani, but the days have already started, so that's gone out the window. So simply put, don't waste these days. These days are the most beloved days to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tahajjud, Laylatul Qadr, third kalima, computer fail ho gaya. Fasting, you get the reward more than a year. It says a year, but you probably get much more than a year. And you can pass the rewards on to the dead. If you don't pass the rewards on to the dead now, there's something seriously wrong with you. Allah Ta'ala has given you the multiple. And I just want to mention this to finish. That this statement of Ibn Taymiyyah is linked to the 10 days. In Majmu' Fatawa, Hafiz Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, Rahmatullah Ali, the more the servant loves his master, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the less he loves other objects. In fact, they will become less. The less a servant loves his master, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he will love other objects and they will increase in number. Look at this very deep statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi in Majmu' Fatawa 1-94. This is a very profound statement he's making. He said, if I was to ask you, do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have to say yes. He goes, right, where's the proof? Ibn Taymiyyah gave you a proof. He goes, the more you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other things lose their appeal. In fact, you look back and you think, why was I so interested in that for? Think about that. Think about that. But then he says, but the less you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more your love goes to stupid things. It increases. Which one is this? Now, how is this related to these 10 days? The proof's in the pudding, brother. Do you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are the most beloved days to Him. What are you going to do? And if you say, these days are for Him, everything's now on standby, you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He loves these days, you're going, ya Allah, this is for you. Forget about everybody else. But if you do the half-half one, I'll keep 1/9, I'll do a bit of third kalima, that means your love for other things are greater. Now look how interesting that is. The more you love Allah Ta'ala, the less your love is for other things. Now think about this. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, something incredible he said. The hadith mentions in Tabarani, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, after he talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he went to the mountain, Allah Ta'ala talked to him. He goes, he lost interest in talking to people. So imagine, before obviously, you know, he's Rasul, he's a perfect man, alayhi salatu wasalam. So imagine, his wife sees him go. When he comes back, she goes, he's changed. People are talking and he's not being disrespectful, but he's not, he wants to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he's a Rasul. So for these 10 days, just like Imam Ghazali said about Friday, he goes, Friday should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friday should be a day that you should reserve only for the Akhirat. It's Friday. Forget about the 10 days, it's Friday. And it's the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't waste these days. The tragedy of tragedies, you're going to see many people waste. Then the other tragedy, guaranteed tomorrow, very few Imams will talk about it in khutbah. They'll only talk about it next week, because don't forget to fast on Saturday, it's Arafat. Guaranteed. And this is the state of the Muslims. And yet, This is why we've got these problems. And just to finish, in Hakim in his Mustadrak Hasan, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the human relationships of the person who takes care of his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will also change the external condition of whoever reforms his internal condition. Look how amazing. Our beloved messenger said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you correct your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes it on himself to correct your relationship with the people. You don't need to go to a psychologist. Allah Ta'ala will deal with it, because you're correcting your relationship with me. And you notice these people like that. Everybody loves them. Why? Because they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other people, why? Because he's after dunya. And then you think, oh my God. But then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever corrects his internal state, Allah Ta'ala corrects his external state. Look how interesting. First he said, Allah Ta'ala. Then he told you the second bit, which people jump to. Meaning that's your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Quran says to finish in Surah Ar-Ra'd, Surah 13, verse 11, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change what is with the people until they change what is within themselves. And what an excellent time to start these blessed 10 days that Allah Ta'ala loves so very much. So again, make sure to go into overdrive in these blessed days. And look how touching, we're not allowed to trim. Allah Ta'ala wants people to see you in a bad state on the day of Eid. You see, one of the scholars, right? And he looked rough, this, that. I didn't know at the time that you're not supposed to trim. Look how symbolic that is. Why? Because if you're worshipping in those 10 days, you're exhausted. You're tired. But Allah Ta'ala wants that to be shown on you as well. And then after Eid, after the Qurbani, you start trimming and shaving. SubhanAllah. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? And the greatest thing you can do is keep out of the haram. If you're not going to do anything, keep out of the haram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Bukhari, Sahih, the greatest worshipper is he who keeps away from what is forbidden. So if you're not going to do anything, ta'udhu billahi min as-sad, keep away from the haram. I'm not going to use my eyes for the haram, my ears, my tongue in these 10 days. That is also the excellent form of worship in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سبحان ربي حمدي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واذكر الله من الشيطان سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل ان الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات ورواسي بالحق ورواسي بالصبر صدق الله العظيم.